From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United States appears to be raising the stakes in Syria, suggesting Russia may have helped the Assad regime carry out a deadly chemical weapons attack that killed more than 80 people in Idlib province. A day after firing dozens of missiles at Syria's airfield, the launching point for the chemical weapons strike, senior American military officials said they were looking at evidence that the Syrian regime did not act alone. The Pentagon's comments Friday follow criticism from Washington about Russia's role in Syria, some accusing Moscow of trying to sow confusion over Syria's use of chemical weapons by promoting what they call false facts. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told the U.N. Security Council Friday that the alleged use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime near Idlib earlier this week necessitated the use in a U.S. missile attack on a Syrian airbase.
The United States took a very measured step last night. We are prepared to do more, but we hope that will not be necessary. It is time for all civilized nations to stop the horrors that are taking place in Syria and demand a political solution.
The U.S. came under attack in retaliation for Tuesday's deadly chemical attack that officials said used chlorine mixed with a nerve agent, possibly sarin. More than 80 people, including children, were killed in that attack that drew wide international condemnation. And 7 wounded Syrians, 2 children, 4 women and a man, waited in pain for darkness to fall to cross into enemy territory. Under the faint moonlight, Israeli military medical corps quickly whisked the patients across the hostile frontier into armored ambulances. This is VOA News. Swedish police said Saturday they have arrested a man they believe is likely the driver of the truck that plowed into pedestrians outside a busy department store in Stockholm Friday, killing 4 people and injuring 15 others. The Swedish prime minister said the incident was certainly a terrorist attack. A day after the attack, some residents said they refused to bow to the threat of terrorism.
I don't want any one of these terrorists to win on this situation. I mean, it can be very hard because it is very scary. But what can you do? You have to go on as it was before because you have the future in front of you and you can't just start to feel scared, even if it's very difficult to avoid.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Friday's attack. Sweden's government offices are flying flags at half staff as it observes a national day of mourning. Authorities in western Myanmar say a ferry carrying scores of wedding guests capsized in a river, killing 20 people. Emergency workers said the ferry collided with another boat. Officials said at least 9 people are missing and 30 people have been rescued. The International Criminal Court held a hearing Friday on South Africa's refusal to arrest the Sudanese president, Omar al-Bashir, when he visited the country in 2015. The ICC wanted South African authorities to detain and hand over the Sudanese leader, who is wanted on charges of genocide. Martha van der Wolf reports for VOA from Brussels.
South Africa told the International Criminal Court it was under no duty to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir when he came to Johannesburg in 2015. The ICC filed a complaint against South Africa for non-compliance after authorities there refused to detain al-Bashir. The legal representative for South Africa, Dire Tladi, told the court that South Africa has immunity clauses in every intergovernmental agreement for conferences.
There is no duty under international law, in general and in particular under the Rome Statute, on South Africa to arrest a serving head of a non-state party such as Mr. al-Bashir.
Prosecutors of the ICC charged al-Bashir with crimes against humanity, war crimes and genocide for his role in the long-running Darfur conflict, a western region of Sudan. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Brussels.
The social media company Twitter is no longer suing the federal government. Twitter says it made the decision after the U.S. government dropped its efforts to force Twitter to identify users behind an account critical of President Donald Trump. Twitter had filed the lawsuit just a day earlier. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.